the life of his servant. Celebrate Jesus.
Definitely is happening here, Pastor. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. I just perceived in my heart when I came in that in no distant time, this entire area will be named after this church. Do you believe it? Oh yes, oh yes. That's it. Do you believe it? Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah. The Ark of God's covenant is here. Yes. So don't be amazed when you hear that as a church we've bought to the right, to the left, to the front. Oh yes, do you believe it? Thank you, Father. That once I start off straight away. I want to really celebrate Pastor Marvis. Now, amen. Let me say this to you. Not everyone who has a church has a pastor. You don't just have a pastor, you have the gift of God. See, I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. Go and check any of my meetings. I don't just drop words. I'm not under pressure to celebrate anybody. I'm not. I'm not. I'm never going to be under such pressure. I told him, no, you could not even have imagined that we are meeting for the first time today. You would not even have. It never feels so. As far as I'm concerned, I've known him from the foundations of the world. Yes. And Pastor Mavis is a gift. And while he was talking, I just said in my heart that even only these people know the gift of God that is with them. Listen to me. Yeah, you know, right? He's not just a pastor, he's a father. Yes. 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 There are very few people I've seen with patriarchal anointing. And he's a father. Listen, listen. So when you hear people talking about fathers in the body of Christ, you are looking at one here. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, thank you, Father. Your pastor has summarized my message in bits and pieces. But how many of you noticed that while he was prophesying, he kept mentioning the issue of fracture? That's a prophecy. That's a very accurate word. You are not directly here, but you have an elder brother currently with POP in his hands. Oh, yes. Yes. The word has gone forth. Yes. While he was speaking, I just picked it that I hope these people are paying attention that this is a prophetic word. Were you paying attention?
Yes, sir.
Is that somebody, is the person here, elder brother with a fractured arm? Where are you? Oh, yes. Oh yes, where's that person? There's an issue of an elder sibling, a fractured hand, a POP. And while I'm ministering, please help me get informations online because prophecies don't drop to the ground. Oh yes, I want to get that person because the word has gone forward. Okay, here you are. Oh yes, that's it. Oh yes, yes. Your pastor already prophesied it. I just want them to know that it's true. Oh, yes. God bless you. Thank you. Lift your hands, church. And let's bless the name of the Lord for such an amazing time we've been having. Come on, go ahead. I want it to be from the depth of your heart, from the core. From the depth of your heart, let praises flow. Let songs of worship flow. Come on, I want to hear you raise a sound. By yourself, from the depth of your heart. Oh, bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God.
Oh, yes.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God.
Hallelujah, you are God. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are God.
Father, we give you praise and we thank you for what you have been doing in this meeting. Oh yes, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. Because tonight again, you will manifest yourself through your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Please be seated in a moment. Yes, if you are celebrating Jesus, you can make that louder and better. Amen. So Pastor Mavis, I will never take this privilege for granted to bring God's word to God's people. And I think I've ministered here before. Online, yes, online. So good to be on site. Yes. So while I was asking the Lord what exactly He would have me do tonight, or in my own session in this meeting, the Lord said to me, He said, I want to help those who can't help themselves. Please reduce the keyboard a bit. What did the Lord say? I want to help those who can't help themselves. And tomorrow, I'm going to be teaching briefly on the subject, arise, anointing. And then we're going to pray. Please listen very well. The presence of God at some point becomes so much and people cannot conveniently sit. When that begins to happen, just bring them out and just pay attention. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Psalms, chapter number 18. Psalms, chapter number 18. There's an underlining sound, if you can help me with that. Psalms, chapter number 18. We'll start the reading from verse 3. Psalms, chapter number 18, from verse 3. Now, the psalmist speaking here says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. And, you know, Pastor was saying something very, very profound, that today is covenant day of what? reversal of evil negative report. My wife brought a girl to my office, and the girl was looking so sad, and it was like the devil had his hands on her life. So I said, what happened? And the girl was holding a paper in her hand. The doctor has just confirmed that she had ovarian cancer, if I can remember well. So I looked at her, and I wasn't seeing cancer. So I said, get up. You don't have cancer. I can't see cancer. She said, no, this is the report. I can't see cancer. You can go. And so she left. My wife peeped back and said, I said, I can't see it. So I said to my wife, tell her to go and redo all the tests. One night we returned from church. My wife just sat down and was looking at me. So I said, what happened? Said the girl brought a new report. There was no cancer. Now, hold on. I want to show you how that works, because Pastor already said, like I said, he said many things in bits and pieces. This man is very prophetic. Amen. And he said something profound. He said, we are actors because we are doers. And even God is a drama director. Because the same way you have your stage play and your drama, and they cover the curtain, and when the scene is about to start, they remove the curtain, and the light man put on the light. That's the same way he said, let there be light. Hold on a minute. So that a very mighty, the longest script will have to start. And before every entity in that script will start, they were first finished before they were started. Do you understand what that means?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
The same way when you are watching a movie, and you watching the movie can see people holding gun, about to shoot the main character, but he will move confidently. Why? Because he knows the script. And according to that script, he didn't die. Hold on. Fear is a sign you don't know the script. So somebody can say, so and so fellow have cancer. All you have to do is to see what is written. Every other thing is fact. Only what is written is the truth. So, according to the script, how did you end? Did you die young? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So somebody says that this is a prophecy concerning you. We saw you in the coffin. That prophecy came too late. One already went ahead. And according to that script, I finished well. In ripe old age, I didn't die. One time like that, people were very concerned about me and were praying that pastor should not marry wrong. According to the script, I didn't miss it. And obviously, I didn't miss it. Yeah. Yeah. So what is written in your script? Huh? What is written in your script? Huh? That accident wasted you? Is that the script? Bandit blew you up? Is that the script? You didn't rejoice like one who knows the script. You just follow me. Something is going to hit this place tonight. So David speaking says the sorrows of death compassed me. Just play strings very faintly. And the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. He said in verse 5, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and my cry and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him. The earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills were moved and were shaken, because he was wrought. Then went smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down. And darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon the cherubs and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. We're going to jump. Verse 13. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out arrows and scattered them. And shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of the waters were seen, and the foundation of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of thy breath, the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above and took me, and drew me out of my many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Please listen. So it is very possible that a believer is facing enemies who are too powerful for you. It's scriptural. The devil does not attack you according to the level of your strength. He attacks you according to the level of threat you pose. So sometimes you are dangerous and you are not even aware. Because the devil doesn't guess. Are you following what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that the devil does not take anything for granted. And that's why you'll be amazed in scriptures that little Moses will be born as a child that will be the hand of God to liberate the Israelites, and the devil will move against him. And around the same time, Pharaoh will now make a decree and say every male child should be killed. And if you look at that and say this is a coincidence, will it also be amazing that around the time Jesus was also born, another type of Pharaoh called Herod will also make a decree and say, let all the male children be killed. What threat? What threat will a day-old baby pose to the agenda of God, of the devil, sorry? And that's why it will amaze you that sometimes for the sake of one child that some individuals wants to give birth to, if they are not praying enough, their marriage may suffer defeat. Many children are busy crying about the fact that their parents went through divorce. Meanwhile, the devil has seen ahead that if we allow this kind of child come from a home where parents join hands together and pray, my kingdom will be in trouble. So he said, I'm not going to take any chance. If I can't kill this child, let me kill the marriage. By doing so, if we can make this child grow from dysfunctional environment, then we can mess up this child's mind. Mess up this child's configuration. But the Bible says, if the prince of this world had known, if only the devil had known that this child could have just gone on in an anointing and do something. Now, you have pushed this child into a situation that now cooks this child above normal. And now this child now emerges, not just with the anointing in purer form, but now with the grace to heal homes. So the Bible says that the priests of this world gathered and they said, no, if only we would have known that by sending Jesus to the cross will salvation come. If only the devil had known that people like you should not go through the abuse you went through. If only he had known. Every time the devil tries to fight the agenda of God, he ends up pushing it up. He ends up moving it. He ends up promoting it and giving it a very, very serious level of speed for it to happen. I've come to announce to somebody today, for the fact that you are alive, the devil has come too late. I don't know if you believe what I just said. Sometimes you look at the level of attack against your destiny and you are almost wondering, why me? Why is it like a force? There's a force. It's like there are special battalions of demons and has been assigned to you to make sure you don't rise spiritually. Why? Why is it that the same thing everybody, some of you who went through school, you never had carryover until final year? What is the threat? Why so much attention to make sure people like you are kept behind? Sometimes you are busy envying people who should envy you, because you feel their journey is smooth and their journey is fast. May I announce to you that they are not a threat yet? Yeah. So the devil is not busy with people who are not a threat to his agenda. If he's busy with you, there is something about your life. And listen, even you may not believe it. The devil does not wait for you to believe it before he believes it. That's why he fights you so early. Are you following what I'm saying? One time in church, our pastor was preaching in church. And he said, there's a child in this church that whenever the child passes, he sees so much of God's presence on this child that God is going to use this child mightily. You couldn't have told me around that season in my life that it could have been me. Ministers will come for meeting, prophecies, me. Sometimes God is hiding you, but you think he's overlooking you. Are you following what I'm saying? And I was looking around. Who could this child be in this church? I want this child to become my friend until we got home and my stepmother called me. She said, do you know who pastor was talking about? I said, no. He said, it's you. Let me tell you this. I understand that the devil has set his eyes on you that he will not rest until you have finished. But I have come with the rod of higher priesthood to tell you, you will finish well. For those who believe that God has sent me here as a prophet, I have come to announce again, what destroyed your father will not destroy you. What reduced your mother will not reduce you. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated for a while. So sometimes you look at your life and you are almost in tears. That why so much attention? Why is it like there's a force assigned to me to barricade my progress? And for some people, honestly, it is the issue of addiction. And you have seen many prescriptions. People say fast for so and so and so number of days. You fasted for 40 days and broke the fasting with the addiction. And for some, it is that the devil has vowed that they will not make spiritual progress. It's like there's a force saying you will not break through spiritually. To being that person that will study the Bible on a daily basis and praying, oh no, others may, you will not. And that seems to be the vow. Are there people who know, they know that there's a level of calling upon their life? But there's also something that seems to be in greater measure as the anointing, saying others may fulfill this calling, not you. Sincerely, I have seen people appear before me that if you look at their case, naturally you want to deal with them until the Lord opens your eyes. That this is not a matter of discipline, this is a matter of deliverance. There is a need for a voice. Please pay attention. There is a need for a strong voice of authority to bring this person out of pity. There are people who are battling with desires that they cannot even understand. And it is that there are certain forces that have been appointed to make sure that people who dare to carry the kind of mantle you are carrying end up in a certain way. Will it amaze you that each time the anointing of Elijah shows up, Jezebel also shows up? Even if the anointing comes as John the Baptist, Jezebel will still manifest in Herodias. That there are certain things. Listen to me. The problem is not you. The problem is the mantle you have dared to carry. But listen, God has a way of planning this race that in cases where he knows that now you have carried something bigger than you and facing enemies mightier than you. In quotes, please get that. Get that. I'm not laying a doctrine on that. He also brings you to encounter graces higher than you, so he can bring you out. Yes. Listen to me. While I was praying, it is as though the Lord has seen the tears of people. And you honestly wish people can understand that what you are dealing with, what they look at you and say you are weak, you are this and that, it is honestly not about you. You've tried in your own human capacity to be free, to behave normal, to be loved. You get to a place, doors open for everybody except you. And you wonder, devil, what have I taken? Why this? I've come to tell you, it is not you. It is the mantle upon your life. It is the kind of solution you are that even you don't know yet. It is the kind of barrier. When, listen, each time people cry for deliverance, the response of God to their cry is the release of a man. The Israelites were in Egypt. The Bible says that when their tears came to whose ears? The ears of God. And their groanings. Who did God send? Moses. You are the response of God to the tears of your family. Even you don't believe it. And there's a need for a shift in mentality. Look at yourself again. And say, God in his own wisdom has set me in the midst of this chaos as the answer to their cry. The devil knows it. He sees it. He recognizes it. He believes it. You are the only one that needs to come into that awareness. That even when you are not putting on your full armor of war, it does not change the fact that the war is still happening. So what is the best thing to do? Get up from your bed and put on your whole armor now. There's a battle going on about your life. What you are facing is not a joke. It is fierce level of spiritual orchestration. You are the one who needs to be aware. Don't take this life as easygoing place. It is not a cozy environment. This battle sweeps people. Listen, though equipped, though predestined, if you are not willing to fight, you can be swept off. Though ordained, though already in the intentions of God, if you are not getting up, you can become a victim. So what is the best thing to do? Get up and start fighting now. Don't wait till you become a casualty. We don't have emergency replacement for the grace you are carrying. And we fellow soldiers who are also in this spiritual warfare with you, we are also going to lose out if you don't rise. Do you understand what I'm saying? What you see us do today is that we are fighting our own battles also. We are already in the war front, fully kitted. But if you fail to rise, all our effort will be wasted. We don't have replacement for you. I don't know who that word is for. When you look at the apostolic scene and you look at people who are busy destroying the works of the devil, sincerely, our joy is not full until you rise. Until you come to that place of authority where God has placed you. You may be in the crowd. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows what God is cooking. But it does not change the fact that you are a weapon of war. And listen to me. It is not humility if you fail to recognize it. No, it is not. It is foolishness. It is foolishness to look at God's intention and say, I'm not seeing it. We have no replacement for you as we speak. We have no one to step into that shoes that God has ordained you for. And I hear the sound of many angels saying, And even the voice of just men made perfect, saying, soldiers, when will you rise? Listen to me. Let me show you a scripture. Jude, verse 3. Jude has just one chapter. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. So, you were fine. You were very free to do what you wanted to do until you went to one meeting, something happened, they were praying, you didn't know that by saying amen, a baton has been handed over to you. From the moment that baton was given to you, the attention of hell has been called to you. You are carrying something, but you don't even know. If only you know that the song you think you are singing and recording in studio, the burden behind it is because a baton has been given. And from the moment that baton touched your hand, demons are assembled. But will it also interest you to know that there are also angels sent? Oh yes. Oh yes. We are heavily fortified. We are not normal men. Listen to me. We are not what we wear. Ah, no. There is a measure of grace and provision spiritually that is apportioned for people. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm seeing somebody in the crowd. There's, yes, help them, help them. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. To my right over there, there's a young man there, and there's an apostolic auction upon you. I don't know you. Oh, yes. Help him. Help him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's a shift in this atmosphere, and it's like a wave. Don't look around. Don't look around. There's a wave. There's a wave. Yes, yes, yes. I'm seeing what looks like fireworks, and fire is, yes, splitting and dropping on heads. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Things are happening. Don't look around. Be connected. There's an activation of something. There's, yes. It's been given to you before, but there's an activation. There's an awakening. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Shakata Barakoshente. Zike parante kabarate keshinti. Oh yes. Oh yes. Something is happening in this meeting, and I wish you can see it. I wish you can recognize it. And I wish you can know it. Oh yes. Mantles have been given to the church. Oh yes.
Alio, alio, ali, alio. Oh, oh, oh. Mantles have been given to the church. Revival is rising in again. Revival is happening in this church once again. For the kings to be born, for the mantles to be turned.
Oh, yes.
For the church to become a tabernacle.
Oh, yes.
Mantles have been given to the church. Revival is rising in this place once again. Revival is happening in the church once again. For the kings to be, for the mantles to be turned, for the church.
The name Yetunde. I don't know who you are and where you are. Come. I'm hearing that name Yetunde. Wherever that person is, come. Lift your hands. The Lord said to tell you that I've not changed my mind concerning you, says the Lord. And I see the hand of God bringing you Epahop. Listen, it's bringing you into a season, and I see sponsorship by grace. Sponsorship by grace. I stretch my hands towards you and I decree right now that your heavens are opened by a mark of fire. Touch her now. Oh, yes. Shakata baratish, tefeli shedi baratish. Oh, yes. Amen. Now hear me. Be upstanding, everybody. What is happening is that mantles are finding expressions. They are finding expressions. There are many of you carrying things you don't know. Yes. But tonight, there is a call upon those things. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Help him. Help him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lift up your hands, everybody. Please listen. Listen to me. There are some of you here that you can really bear witness to the message of tonight. Yes, you know there is something. But also, the devil seems to have planted something side by side, competing with the nutrient of what God wants to do. But I stretch my hands towards all of you, and I decree and declare, in the name that is above all names, every hand set beside you to make sure you don't manifest, they are commanded to wither now. Agbara Ishuga Nibi Ti Jesu Gbejoba Agbara Ishuga Nibi Ti Jesu Gbejoba Agbara Ishuga I stretch my hands towards this place and I command right now, Satan, take your hands off their lives and their destinies. Lose them and let them go. Lose them and let them go. Lose them and let them go. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Shala kabala bakati baba, evene mukombe kibatai, palusu kapates, leke bolo kombe bekaya, yei kubata lembe kita, yekete bolo kushete, yekala bala barakates. Something is happening in this place, and if only somebody will realize that tonight is indeed a custom-made night for you. I'm hearing the name Yinka. Yinka, where are you? Rush down here now. Yinka. I'm hearing that name Yinka. Rakati balakati sheligade. Lete de debu shete buku barai. Wait. Who amongst you is doing something related to music? Music, music. This year has something related to music. Not in school, oh, no. As a gift and a grace. Are you the one? Not okay. Rande kabarati ke Freddy Shele Rakates. No, regardless, lift up your hands. Is that a report or something? Okay. Is that a medical report or something? Okay, alright. Rande kre. No, don't worry. Join your hands together. Please stand behind them. Lift those hands up. Let me start with you. Look at me. Something is coming upon your life. And it's going to be a new stream of inspiration you have not seen before. Take it now. Kabos. Touch. Yes, that's it upon her. Hold her, hold her. Something is upon her. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Help that lady. Oh, yes. Ma, I'm seeing some doors that used to be open before, but now shut. And I'm seeing the hand of God open those doors again. And I decree, this season wherein you stand is the season of open doors. Again, says the Lord. I cause those doors to open again by my hand, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I command, let your heavens be opened. Now hear me. Wherever you are standing is not a disadvantage. Just help her. Wherever you are standing is not a disadvantage. But for individuals here who sincerely need help, that the hand of God will bring you into a level of inheritances that nobody in your lineage has been able to break into. People here who are saying, I am the first of a kind that is attempting to break free. Oh yes. And the devil seems to have been fighting you in ways you don't even understand. I stretch my hands towards you and I decree and declare tonight, you are helped. To every level of battle, to every level of attack against your life and destiny, tonight is your night of help. Now hear the word of the Lord. You will cross those marks and break those boundaries and break those limitations effortlessly. Effortlessly. In the name of Jesus. Mighty men are trying to arise from your lineage. But hear me. Mighty men are trying to arise from your lineage, but it looks as though a hand always stops them. Some of them fell into immorality, some of them distraction, some of them different things. And it looks across every generation, a particular spirit has been laying siege on those carrying the mantle. But you are not just going to carry this mantle, you will carry it with a mark of fire. The Lord said to tell a lady here, lose her and let her go. Hold on. By a mark of fire, search. Lose her. Oh, yes. And let her go. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Doesn't look like you, that is manifest himself in me. Whatever doesn't show your grace, that is still reflecting in me. Take it away. Hey, Akada Wakada. Take it away. Thank you.
Jesus.
Now, hear me. Oh, yes. Hold on. There are, listen to me. There are two things happening simultaneously. First are those that the mantle upon their lives is beginning to speak. Secondly are those that God is delivering from the mouth of the lions. Isaiah chapter number 49 verse 25. Isaiah 49 verse 25. Isaiah 49. Yes, 49 verse 25. Can you give me that scripture quickly? Okay, all right. But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. I didn't hear amen to that. And the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contend with you. And I will save your children. Now, there are some of you here. Listen. I don't have to shout. But there's a lot of authority going out. There are some of you here who are coming from homes where there are strong men who have vowed that people may go to school but they will not rise. Tonight, I announce their obituary. Amen. Amen. Now, before I leave, there are seven of you in the choir. Listen to what I want to say. That the Lord is, listen to me, is giving you a unique prophetic sound to connect with the grace upon your pastor. There's a betting. Listen, what is happening is that as that sound begins to come, even when he's tired, there'll be prophetic gushing. Yeah. Right now, the seven of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All of them. Yes, seven of them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now hear me. Pay attention. Listen, look up. One time, please listen to what I'm saying. Don't worry about what is happening, just listen. One time in my life, I looked at my life, Pastor, and I had to be honest with myself that nobody had truly risen in my lineage. So I got into a fasting of if I die, I die. And I said to myself, I'm going to go under this dry. But I couldn't. So I had to break it. 21 days dry, 3 days break. 21 days dry, 3 days break. And one of those days, I passed out. I was vomiting blood. Please don't try what I'm saying. And I landed in the hospital. And the doctor said, if you try to fast again, you are going to die. I was in tears. That, why will a family continue like this and nobody's rising? So after that, I just set myself on a mild routine of white fasting. I did extra 21 days, then 3 days dry. On the third day, and I was crying that, why will it take this long? How long will it take to experience deliverance? On the third day, in my room, I slept and I had a vision. And I saw myself where I was praying. If you see my picture this season, I was dried like skeleton. And I saw myself, and I saw somebody laid down on the floor. I knew this was a body. This is a corpse. This is somebody's dead body, and I couldn't tell who. The fellow had just one head, one hair on the head. And I saw an angel of the Lord stood beside me and said to me, "Do you know this person?" I said, "No." He said, "Look at him well. Do you know him?" I said, "No." He said, "Look again. Do you know him?" I said, "No." He said, "This is the father of your grandfather." He said, "When he died, he went with something that belonged to all of you." He said, "But your cry has come to us, and I've been sent to wake him up so you take yours." I'm telling you what an encounter I had. And the angel stood and took a form of trumpet that looks like a ram's horn, that's something I've never seen before. And he blew it, and the man got up and fear filled everywhere. And he said to me, "You have just a minute to pick it." And I was shaking. And I knew in the vision instinctively to put my hands in his chest. And when I did, please come, climb up quickly. When I did put my hands in his chest, I could see many things. And I could tell this belonged to so and so and so and so. And I wanted to pack. And they said, "No, pick yours." When they pray, they will come here and pick theirs. And as I picked mine, listen, that's not where I'm going. As I picked mine, the man fell back again and died. But do you know, sir, that all those months of fasting would not have been necessary if only I came and I encountered a grace. Somebody who has broken through can say, "Such as I have, I give you." Yes. Yes. What I'm telling you is that one that God has pulled out can pull you out. Oh yes. And I have come with a rod of that authority. If there's anyone here that nobody has risen in your lineage because of any strong man, tonight I command and announce total judgment upon them now. And I command, if there's anyone who is held down over the years, right now, you come out. Right now, you come out. Right now, you come out. From now onward, what no one can do in your lineage, the doors does not open for anybody. It begins to open up for you. Listen, tomorrow, God told me to teach and impart on the subject, arise, anoint him. So we are in for a very serious business. From tonight, many of you begin to get feedbacks. Yes. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. I tell you, oh yes. You come out totally. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name.
Can you celebrate Jesus? Lift up your hands right now and just worship him. Lift up your hands.